Hey, it's Karen, and welcome to today's blog post, the See Your World Workshop Palooza. The See Your World Photography Workshop happened last week, right here in my Truckee Lake Tahoe region. It was my first event in the U.S. See, for the past 3 years, I've been leading the Artist Voice Photography Retreats in France. But this year, I wanted to see if I could surmount the challenges of holding retreats in the Lake Tahoe region. Between park permits, transportation, safety, weather, I mean, so many things. All make it, shall we say, kind of exciting for one person alone to produce events here. But lucky me, I found a fantastic co-conspirator for these events in Patty Baird, owner of the Cedar House Sport Hotel in Truckee. And I made you a link to that in the post. We are like two peas in a pod, she and I. We're full of energy, vision, and a desire to bring the awesomeness, big time. So Cedar House was home base for us on this workshop. She took care of the behind-the-scenes details, allowing me to focus on my people. It was a match made in heaven, I gotta tell ya. Plus, the immensely talented Dan Bailey and Lori Novak came along as my guests. They each have a unique way of seeing and visual storytelling, and it was fantastic to have them with us, sharing their thoughts and techniques along the way. I mean, you can learn things just from watching people like this photograph. Then the icing on the cake was having Fujifilm gear on hand for everyone to try who wanted to. My good friend and fantastic Fujifilm rep Barney Tong brought the goods and so much good cheer. What can I say? It was yet another fabulous gathering of like-minded, awesome sauce creative travelers. About seeing. So seeing, photographically or otherwise, to me means showing up in unique, authentic, and open-minded ways. I use those three words intentionally. I use unique because there is only one you. I use authentic, meaning that when you are authentic, you're being 100% honest about what you love to see, what you want to see, and need to see. People who are being and seeing authentically are being true to their personality, spirit, loves, and preferences with no pretensions and no apologies. Open-minded, which is a state of willingness to let go of what you think you know in order to let your muse and imagination bubble up and show you a thing or two about what is possible that you may never have even dreamed of before. In all of these ways, seeing photographically is as much about living life as an art as it is creating art. And for 3 days, we did both. Snow! Okay, let's be honest. There are creative possibilities everywhere. But dang it, I wanted my group to get to play in the snow. Well, man, we've had a very dry winter around here versus the epic snowfall we had last year. But I never gave up hope because springtime in the Sierras can be off the hook if Mother Nature is in the mood. And guess what? She got in the mood, dropping 4 feet of snow in town 4 days before the workshop. Woohoo! I was jumping for joy. When the day arrived, conditions were exactly as I'd hoped, dreamed, and prayed they'd be. So if you're reading the post, there's a fun video there I made to remember it all by. Nothing fancy, 30 seconds, taken just 2 days before the workshop was set to start. Oh, and by the way, the first two segments were taken at Cedar House Sport Hotel. It was so storybook. A scouting we will go. Okay, so the day before the workshop, I did some scouting, you know, just to make sure that my locations were all good to go and sufficiently decked out in all of its finery. The verdict? Yes, sirree, Bob, it sure was. I decided to share a bit of the scenery and some thoughts that bubbled up while I was out there. And that's the next video. After all that, it was a go. Even the 37-year-old Belgian horse pulling the sleigh at Lake Tahoe seemed to be eagerly looking forward to everything. He was the sweetest thing. Day one, Cedar House Sport Hotel. We gathered in the late afternoon at this gorgeous place for wine and crudités and visiting, followed by introductions, a presentation I gave about seeing photographically, and the lowdown on what all we'd be doing for the next couple of days. After that, we enjoyed a fabulous group dinner at Moody's Bistro, which is one of my favorite restaurants in Truckee. No pictures from there. We all decided to put our cameras down and enjoy the food, the laughter, and the moment, along with each other's company. It's a wonderful thing to do. Then, day two was Lake Tahoe. I planned a long day at the lake, all in one location, and I did that on purpose, since one of the things that kind of pulls the shades down on seeing creative possibilities is imagining that you've shot all the pixels a place has to offer. Then what do you do? Spending all day in one place, including sunset, meant we had to move slowly, mindfully, listening all the while to what our muse and the creative force had to say. And in the blog post, I did a lot of this visually, sharing moments along the way. Then we took a well-earned lunch break at the lovely Lone Eagle Grill. Always a treat. It's right on the lake. And then afterward, we ventured out back for some photo fun, including giggles with the tamest, sweetest duck I have ever met. Day 3, we went to Donner State Park. I love Donner State Park. The forest there is simply divine, offering photo opportunities galore even for those who can never get good shots in the woods. Most of my Family of Trees series of images were taken there, along with a whole bunch more to come once I have the time to process them. Anyway, I also wanted folks to have a combined snowshoe photography experience. So thank you, Mother Nature, for the white stuff, and you, Cedar House Sport Hotel, for the snowshoes to tromp through it with. Everybody had a great time with it, too. And everybody also agreed it's way more work than it looks. Hee hee hee. There's a photo in the post of Margaret Gaines and Angelica Perry being at one with the forest. And the note there was that Margaret and Lori Novak are both members of my original K-Hut cohort of awesomeness in the Arcanum, for whom I was an Inception Master in 2014. There were 6 of us Inception Masters, and Margaret and Lori were in my cohort. We've stayed in touch over the years, but this was the first time Margaret and I had ever seen each other in person. I hugged her so hard, I hope it didn't hurt her. Then, back to the Cedar House for photo critiques in the afternoon. Each person picked 3 images that they wanted feedback on, and then we went through them on a big TV monitor so everybody could hear all the comments. Now, I don't do photo critiques the way most people do, which is another blog post entirely. In fact, I get all hot and bothered about the whole topic and the way most people do them. Anyway, suffice it to say that throughout any of my workshops or retreats, my peeps grow in leaps and bounds as they begin to see, feel, smell, and touch exactly what part of themselves to listen to and to observe how it dramatically impacts their photography. It's honestly amazing to me, even as long as I've lived it and breathed it, just how quickly these changes can occur. It's simply a matter of listening without judgment, feeling deeply, and getting out of the way of the creative force as it sweeps through you and into your camera. The process imprints your voice, your soul, into every pixel. And I am constantly humbled by the results. And then, just like that, it was over. I'm like, what? I felt like I blinked and it was done. New friends, new inspiration, so many smiles and gorgeous photographs. Even more, so many stories told so brilliantly through imagery. My feeling? Photography can help each one of us uncover a place inside that's yearning to come out, but perhaps have felt timid or overshadowed by that nasty-ass voice in your head saying that you're not an artist or creative. Over the years, it's become obvious that creativity is our natural state. And the takeaway isn't just the photos. It's an awakening, a new look on life, which, of course, is priceless. So, October, here we come. I felt energized at the end of this event, so much so. And I was also sad that it was all over so soon. But then, as a third response, I smiled too, because there's still my October retreat to look forward to. Patty and I are plotting and planning even more fabulosity for that one than even we dreamed of when we started all this. And that's the genius of how the creative force works, in sublime and unexpected ways. It flows through you and everything you touch, leaving awesomeness in its wake. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's blog post. And if you want to be notified first and foremost before anybody else on the planet about new blog posts, ebooks, and other cool stuff that's coming up, sign up to be a subscriber. You can unsubscribe any old time, no questions asked. But if you sign up now, you'll get a free ebook about the 5 things I do to keep my creativity bubbling, moving, and singing along. See you next time. Bye.